to care for those that are suffering. Jesus Christ didn't run. We run to the fire. We don't run away from it.
Facing Darkness, a true story of faith. In select cinemas for one night only, Thursday, March 30th. For theaters and tickets, go to facingdarknessmovie.com. That's facingdarknessmovie.com.
A bill that targets funding for abortion providers heading to the president's desk after a tie-breaking vote by Vice President Mike Pence. The vote was split after Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska joined all Democrats in voting against the measure. More on claims of Russian meddling in the U.S. presidential election. We get a report on yesterday's Senate Intelligence Panel hearing from correspondent Terry Moore.
Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Richard Burr set the tone.
This committee is conducting a thorough, independent, and nonpartisan review.
The North Carolina Republican condemned Russia's misbehavior.
We're all targets of a sophisticated and capable adversary.
Virginia Democrat Mark Warner.
Russia sought to hijack our democratic process.
Warner accused Russia of instigating a massive campaign of misinformation on social media.
Powered by WesternJournalism.com, you're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. Scored some big savings and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
SpaceX makes space history. The company started a new era in space travel yesterday when it successfully launched a Falcon 9 rocket using a second-hand booster. The recycled rocket also made a successful landing, so it can be used again in a future launch. The first-stage rocket booster used in the launch had been previously used in a Falcon 9 launch last April. Meanwhile, a former U.S. astronaut who's been to the moon and walked on it says he doesn't think Earth has ever been visited by aliens. Sharon Reed has more.
Moonwalker and Apollo 12 team member Alan Bean tells an Australian news site that if Earth had been visited by aliens, they'd be an advanced species that would have already landed and announced they'd come in peace. Bean goes further, saying aliens would already have likely come up with cures for cancer and other illnesses. But the former astronaut says he does believe there is life on other planets, and he predicts Earthlings will reach those planets far into the future.
And the Final Four tipping off tomorrow in Phoenix as top-seeded Gonzaga will clash with number 7-seeded South Carolina in the first game. Then fellow number 1-seed North Carolina meets 3rd-seeded Oregon in the other national semifinal. The Gamecocks and Bulldogs both in the Final Four for the first time ever. The winners will square off in the national championship on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We could do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area is rain all day today, high near the 42-degree mark, and easterly winds between 10 and 14 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 100%. New precipitation amounts between a half and three quarters of an inch is possible. Tonight, rain. The rain could be heavy at times. The lows will be around 40 degrees, and easterly winds will be between 15 and 18 miles per hour. Again, the chance of precipitation is 100%, and new precipitation amounts between 1 and 2 inches are possible. Saturday, rain likely, mainly before 11 a.m., cloudy with a high near 49, and north winds between 10 and 13 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch are possible. On Saturday night, we have mostly cloudy skies and a low around 35, north winds between 5 and 9 miles per hour. Sunday, sunny skies and a high near 58. Northwesterly winds will be between 7 and 9 miles per hour. Sunday evening, partly cloudy skies and a low around 37. Start your work week on Monday with a chance of rain after 3 p.m., mostly cloudy skies and a high near 57. The chance of precipitation is 30%, going into the evening with rain mainly after 9 p.m., a low around 42, and the chance of precipitation will be 80%.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And good morning. You're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show here Friday mornings between 10 and 11 o'clock. I'm Susan Lax, host of the show, and very excited today because I'm going to be talking about the Caregivers Appreciation Day with Linda Bryant, who is the Director of Senior Services Programs at Hunterdon Healthcare, and it is one of my favorite events of the year. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, Susan.
You know, we have so much to talk about because, of course, I serve on your Senior Health Coalition through Hunterdon Healthcare. You also serve on the board of Volunteer Guardianship One-on-One, and Hunterdon Helpline has its cadre of programs for seniors. So you and I share that heartfelt passion for seniors and making lives better for them. But also educating the public because, you know, I don't know how to say this properly, but the senior issues just don't get the same kind of media attention that some of the other issues get. And while I'm 100%, and of course Helpline has its hand in everything, whether it's domestic violence, the terrible heroin addiction, etc., people don't realize that the seniors are facing challenges every day, and right here in Hunterdon County, that demographic is growing.
Oh, absolutely. And you're absolutely right. You know, if you have a loved one who is a senior, you are affected too.
Absolutely.
You don't have to be a senior in order to be affected by senior issues. I can't tell you the number of younger people, the sandwich generation, those caught between their children and their aging parents with problems, and the struggles that they go through on a day-to-day basis, no time for themselves. So senior issues goes across the continuum to a number of other generations.
And also because we're not living together anymore. So it's not easy to take care of each other. If mom or dad are living across the country or even down south or up north, how do we get them the help they need? How do we still, as you say, with the sandwich generation, attend to our families' needs, but also incorporate the needs of those who came before us and made it possible for us to have, you know, the immediate family?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right with that. You know, generations do tend to split up a little bit. The younger people might have career opportunities in different locations. But we also find that some of the seniors may decide, well, I want to go down south. I'm tired of these cold winters. But we have seen a number of the people that have done that, going down south, coming back home where family is, because they know they need the family support. So it affects everyone.
That's very true. At Helpline, we get calls all the time that mom or dad's coming back from Florida. What should I do? I need a ramp. I need physicians. I need to know what kind of social programs are out there. What about Medicare, Medicaid? What about the Office on Aging? So that's very true. We get those calls quite often. And I also want to talk a little bit about the physicians involved as well. People don't realize, as you said, that it's not just about the seniors. It's about the caregivers, but it's also about the physicians who are taking care of our seniors and may prescribe, medication, all kinds of health services, and they don't know if it's being taken seriously, if the meds are being taken, et cetera. And again, with the disconnect with the caregiver, how do we bring all these people together so that that senior is, in fact, enveloped with good support?
You're absolutely right. When you are distanced from your senior loved one, and the scenario that I see where people are looking for physicians is when they're trying to bring someone back, say, from Florida. They haven't really been around with them long enough to find out, are they taking their medicines? What is their behavior like in the evening? Is it different than it is during the day? Are they keeping appointments? Is there food in the house? They don't know all of those scenarios. And then all of a sudden they go down and they see an absolute horrible situation. But mom seems to be fine when they're talking. And they get them back to their home, say in New Jersey, the adjustment is just not taking place. If the person is cognitively impaired, if there is some kind of memory issue going on, and it might be early or middle depression, dementia rather, they're not going to acclimate or get adjusted as quickly as one might think. And that's when it becomes crisis time. That's when we get the call, I need a doctor. We need to deal with this. I didn't have any idea this was going on. So the long-distance caregiver has many, many more complications sometimes than having someone living nearby.
And you stumbled. You were talking about early dementia, but you started to say depression.
Yep,
let's throw that into the mix as well.
Yes, yes.
Just think about the programs at Hunter and Helpline are to help people age in place, because we all want to stay at home. I've already told my husband, you're burying me on the farm. I'm not leaving. Not getting me off that farm. But also to be uprooted, to come from another place where there have been friends, sometimes in an assisted living or a senior residential community, and then suddenly you're part of a family that really has not incorporated you into their daily routine. And that depression is huge. And plus, your friends and family members who might be passing and facing their own challenges. So yeah, that's a huge part of it.
Sure. The other thing that you will see, and I tend also to be not only an advocate for seniors, but for any caregiver. I don't care if you're taking care of somebody really young who's disabled or you're taking care of a senior. There is a caregiver issue that's going to happen, and especially if it's a prolonged period of time that you're caring for someone. Caregivers tend to get lost in their job or what they're doing, and they tend to neglect themselves. And they're finding that people who are, that studies are being done, and they are being able to see and document that anyone who's caring for someone with dementia, Alzheimer's, whatever you want to call it, that about 66% of those caregivers have chronic depression.
Oh, I believe it.
So that's
absolutely
where you have to see both of those individuals when they come in. You cannot just face the senior. You have to look at both.
And it's hard to tell a loved one that they do need to take a step back. They do need to take care of themselves. I always liken it to the flight attendant on the airplane with the oxygen mask coming down, and he or she's demonstrating that you put that oxygen mask on yourself before you put it on your loved one. Right. And we don't do that.
I know. It's absolutely true. Caregivers do need to be taught that. There is such a strong desire to please and to do it as comprehensively as they can, thinking that they know the every thought and whim of the person they're caring for, and they might, but what they have left out of the equation is how do you maintain your strength? How do you maintain your energy to carry those duties out and do all the other things that are on your plate?
And throw guilt into the mix.
Oh, big
time. I didn't get home in time.
Right.
Mom wanted to go shopping, and I just, you know, I'm wiped. I can't do it. You know, guilt is huge. And then, again, for the sandwich generation, you've got the kids tugging at you at one part of the day, the parent at the other. And when is that time for you?
I don't know if it's a study or something, but, you know, when you talked about the heroin issue in the county, even beyond the county, you have to wonder sometimes if you have parents or you have caregivers who have children that are on that terrible path of drug abuse, and you have an older adult that you're caring for, that pull in the two directions, it is just so monumentally hard to do everything you possibly can do and do it right and take care of yourself in that kind of a scenario. Think about it. Having a child that's drug addicted and a parent who might be dying or has dementia and needs chronic supervision.
And even, you know, on a lighter, more daily note, that child who you want to give your all to and get them to school and get them to soccer after school and get them to their, you know, honors program in the evening, et cetera, and the, you know, that alone,
sure,
definitely puts wear and tear on a person. And now you have to also say, well, how do I take care of mom or dad within that scheme as well? But you're right about medical conditions, and across the board, it could be the spouse, it could be the caregiver themselves. Throw in that additional medical situation, and we're talking about a really horrendous situation that's very difficult to cope with. So we're going to be back with Linda. I do want to give Linda's office phone number at the Senior Services Program. It's 788, that's 908-788-6373, 908-788-6373. So if you are in a situation where you obviously have been listening to all these scenarios and one of them might spark a chord with you, give Linda a call. You could always call Helpline at 908-782-4357 to also get additional information about the senior programs in the area, which also indirectly offer respite to the caregiver. We're going to be back after these messages and talk about an event for caregivers directly.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the 100inChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And you're back listening to Hands Across 100 and Helplines radio show here on Fridays. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of 100 and Helpline, and we are talking about seniors today. Of course, 100 and Helpline has a variety of different programs for seniors to age in place. We have our telephone reassurance program where we call seniors throughout the day to make sure that they are okay, that they have taken their medicines, if that's appropriate, even had a meal if they've forgotten to do that. Some of our seniors have to be reminded of what day it is and what hour it is. And then we have the friendly visitor program. So many of our seniors are isolated, don't get to see another human being within the week. And our friendly visitors stop in, have a nice social visit, play cards, read the newspaper together, whatever that senior is into. And it's a not just a pleasant conversation, but it's a way for another person to know that somebody cares about them. And we, of course, have Choices for Seniors directory. If you are in need of any services, including the services Linda Bryant will be talking about on the show today, you can access choicesforseniorsdirectory.org. And you can also get a hard copy of that at the senior centers, the hospitals throughout 100 in Mercer, Somerset, and Warren counties. So we're talking to Linda Bryan, who is the Director of Senior Services Programs in Hunterdon County. And I have to say, Linda, that you go so far beyond that. You're the senior queen.
Wow.
The queen of seniors, let me put it that way. put it appropriately, she's the go-to person for sure in our county and probably beyond our county even, when it comes to what our seniors are facing, what our caregivers are facing, what the physicians who are working with our seniors. And, of course, you're on every single committee there is.
Almost.
I can't imagine one that you're not on. And this isn't just busy work. The education you provide about seniors, Linda, is just astronomical. And it's amazing, absolutely amazing, when you bring to the Senior Health Coalition another educational program or just a news flash, if you will. Those of us who are actually in the business of seniors are amazed. Wow, you know, here's another program, here's another service, or here's something else that's facing seniors. You really are just a wealth of information, and I just want to give a shout out that we appreciate that. She is, in fact, being honored at Volunteer Guardianships Gala. What's the date on that?
April 27th.
April 27th, and hopefully she'll have recuperated from our Caregivers Appreciation Day. But well-deserved,
well-deserved. Well, thank you so much for all those kind things you've said. Seniors have always been my passion, and when you initially said the word passion on the introduction, it just resonates for me. And I think anyone who has known me over the years, because I've been doing work with seniors for at least 30 years, so it's something that resonates really deep inside for me. And I would say over the years, I learned so much more about caregivers, and that's where the passion just has expanded a little bit to those that care for these seniors. We have to take care of them too. One of the programs that I just want to put out there for any senior and caregivers to really know what's out there to help you get the resources in place. Susan has mentioned a number of resources that we've referred to. But sometimes you need to have a physician do a physical examination to really determine what's going on specifically. You can make assumptions. You know some of the medical background. But sometimes you need someone who specializes in the field of geriatric medicine of seniors. And you need a team. You can't always do things alone, and that's what geriatrics is all about. We work with geriatricians who are physicians. We work with social workers. We work with nutritionists, pharmacologists, physical therapists. We work with anyone that is going to help us determine what kinds of services we have to put in place to help that caregiver and to make it safe for that patient that has needs. And one of the programs that we've been running since 1993, it's been a long time, is our geriatric assessment program. We work with a team, and we encourage the family to come. We want to be able to speak with the family as well as examine the patient, find out everybody's concerns, and develop a plan. We send reports to the primary care physicians. We don't do primary care. We act as consultants. And that way, your primary care will get all the information that was explored and determined and planned out in our meeting with you. Anyone can make a referral. Physicians can make referrals to the program. Families can make, and it's usually families or physicians. But we've had some seniors call and say, you know, I haven't been feeling quite right for a long time, or my doc thinks I should really come in for a full evaluation. We will take any referral, and we will work with you to get the appointment set up and do everything we can to give you information to help you deal with whatever it is you're dealing with. We also have, believe it or not, for younger people, a memory program called Memory Assessment. We have seen people in their as young as 34, mostly 40s and 50s we've seen. Some of them are in the early stages of mild cognitive impairment. They don't have dementia, but a lot of these people are struggling in some shape, way, or form, and we haven't been able to pin down exactly why. Some of those individuals might convert over to a dementia syndrome later on, but what we try to do is test them, see where they are, where their problems are. We make referrals to cognitive therapists. We might suggest doing certain kinds of exercises or classes that are available in the county. So it is important always to determine why you have a memory impairment problem, because it's different for everyone. It's not always dementia. It could be medications you're on, and believe it or not, it could be depression, something that could be treated, something that could be alleviated and feeling better from. That's what we hope for everyone. But when people have dementia, we do everything else we can, in spite of the fact that we don't have a miracle drug yet. We're hoping that in the next decade we'll see something.
That would be awesome. You know, let's talk about who a senior is, because our program started 60. And seniors now run the gamut. We have people in their 60s who would benefit from your programs. Mm-hmm. Then we have people in their 90s, and I know people are going to be horrified, but they are still driving, they are still cognizant, they are capable, etc. You know, I always talk about one of our clients, 99 years old. We're waiting for her birthday in August. This woman is on the internet. She is politically savvy. You can't tell her what's going on in the world. She already knows. It's just absolutely amazing. Does her shopping on the internet, returned her holiday gifts on the internet, which just floors me because I can't stand doing that. And she does it all. Does she have physical issues? Yes. But I guess what I'm trying to say is from 60 on, we don't have a clear vision of who a senior is. And for some of your programs, if somebody's 62 and says, oh, I'm not that senior, you know, now seniors are in their 80s. I'm not a senior. I'm the boomer generation that's still young. These problems can still affect you, no matter how healthy we are as a society. And that graying population, as I had said before, is growing and growing. So yes, we have the longevity, and we feel like, well, we haven't become our grandma's senior yet, but we still should be taking care of ourselves and still be cognizant of the issues that could befall us.
Oh, absolutely. People are living longer. And you have to credit, too, sometimes it's a really good gene pool, but also the technology, the medications, way we are able to detect and do preventative health so much better than we've done before. People have more of an interest in staying healthy. They have greater activities that they can take part in. So all of these things contribute to lasting and living longer. However, it's not equal for everyone. When someone says to me, there's a patient that we have to see in the hospital, and sometimes we do evaluations in the hospital, complex cases usually, if someone says they're 98 years old, it doesn't mean that they have dementia to me.
Right. Exactly.
And I've seen people in their 50s. A dear friend of mine was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease at age 54. Mm. And the age doesn't have a tremendous impact on me. It's really, where are they at the age that they're at?
Mm-hmm.
You have to see them, meet them, and understand that piece of it. Because it's not, you can't put everybody in the same basket. That's basically it.
Exactly. And listen to yourself. Listen to, don't say, well, I'm too young for this or I'm too young for that. If those red flags are going off, get the help you need early on and be able to deal with it effectively instead of when it's too late. We're going to come back after a few messages.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This shows that the jeopardy of criminal liability actually extends all the way to the top. That's how serious this development is.
That's a former CIA Chief of Staff Jeremy Bash on former National Security Advisor to President Trump Michael Flynn, now asking for immunity to testify about alleged Russian influences on November's election. But President Trump is backing Flynn's suggestion, as we hear from Sharon Reed.
Trump tweeted this morning, quote, Mike Flynn should ask for immunity in that this is a witch hunt, excuse for big election loss by media and Dems of historic proportion.
A huge traffic nightmare that could stick around for a while being felt in Atlanta as a fire collapses part of Interstate 85 last night. Luckily, nobody was injured or killed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For years, Ovation Cell Therapy has been repairing dry, damaged, flat, lifeless hair. I use Ovation and love it. What are you waiting for? The unique breakthrough cell therapy treatment uses amino acids, key nutrients, and vital proteins to nourish the scalp and treat the hair from root to end. You won't find a treatment like cell therapy in any other hair care line, and it's guaranteed. Whether you have wavy hair, tight curls, flat hair, damaged hair, Ovation has a cell therapy system just right for you. Get your healthy hair back. Now is the perfect time at OvationHair.com.
It's the perfect time to try Ovation Cell Therapy because Ovation is celebrating its 10-year anniversary and they're offering you 15% off everything. But the party ends this week. Go to OvationHair.com and new customers should select USA News at checkout. That's OvationHair.com. Be quick. 15% off ends this week.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area today, rain, a high near 42, easterly winds between 10 and 14 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 100%, and the precipitation amounts seem to be between a half and three quarters of an inch in terms of final collection. Tonight, rain. The rain could be heavy at times, low around 40 degrees, easterly winds between 15 and 18 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 100%, with new precipitation amounts increasing to 1 and 2 inches possibly. Saturday rain is likely mainly before 11 a.m., then cloudy skies and a high near 49, north winds between 10 and 13 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%. On Saturday night, we'll see mostly cloudy skies and a low around 35, north winds between 5 and 9 miles per hour. Sunday, sunny with a high near 58, northwesterly winds between 7 and 9 miles per hour, and partly cloudy skies in the evening with a low around 37. Monday, a chance of rain after 3 p.m., mostly cloudy skies and a high near 57. The chance of precipitation is 30%, but that will increase in the evening to about 80%. And we are back with Hands Across Hunterdon, and I am Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, the host of the show. Our guest today is Linda Bryant, who is Director of Senior Services Programs at Hunterdon Healthcare, and also the coordinator of the Senior Health Coalition. And we're going to be talking about an event coming up in April. I can't believe it's April already, Linda. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting all winter long with the ups and downs of the weather. And we're finally here, folks. So we've heard about quite a few of your senior programs, and also the fact that you have the geriatric assessment program, which I think is huge. I think probably not enough people avail themselves of it when you look at the statistics here in the county. And again, I want to emphasize that it is the growing population, the largest growing population here in the county, according to the Freeholders Economic Development Report. And we have to start looking at what the services and programs are for this demographic group, but also on an economic development level. How do we provide adequate housing? How do we provide adequate transportation? I don't know if people know this, but our link system is first and foremost for our senior population and persons with disabilities. And it's sometimes difficult to get those seniors on the bus, although they have changed their routes. They've made it much more efficient. But I know my focus is to get that senior out of the house and avail themselves of all these different programs and services, and some of them social programs, not just medical programs.
Isolation is a detriment to anyone, but particularly for seniors. Getting them engaged into groups with other people or into any kind of a program that just stimulates the mind. I think that I want to give a shout out to the Division of Seniors, Disabilities, and Veterans Affairs, which is located on Gaunt Place in Flemington. They have a tremendous number of programs. Don't even have time to go through all the types of programs they have. There is something for everyone. It is not always about health. It's about having fun in many of those programs.
And meeting people.
Meeting people, having a lunch together, enjoying a game of cards or listening to a speaker or enjoying their computer lab. There are so many different things that could be out there, and there is very little, if any, charge on any of those programs as well, I might say.
And networking does not end at retirement.
Exactly.
You know, we talk about networking all the time now. It's this buzzword. And once you retire does not mean that you stop networking. You network for a different purpose, for
right.
that social contact. Research shows, and I just love this because, you know, I'm into the animals, Linda, and I always say we're herd animals. But research shows that socialization doesn't just affect your mental capacity. It affects your physical
right.
health as well. And that's kind of mind-blowing, no pun intended, but we need to be in contact with other human beings.
Absolutely. Everyone needs a hug now and again. Absolutely. It's very important for that kind of physical contact, to feel connected to feel cared for, to care about. It's not always about the self.
True.
It's really caring for something else. I think that's why a lot of our seniors love their pets.
Absolutely.
It's that unconditional love that they feel back. But that contact is what keeps them going. It gives them the connection to life. And that's very, very important. Being alone all day long with no connection to life is not a way of living.
It isn't. And again, there are resources there for seniors that I'm not sure, you know, as much as we try to educate, as much as we try to do outreach, that they're aware of it, or are their caregivers aware of it, that, you know, mom or dad can go to the senior center. They don't have to drive them. They can call for a scheduled ride from the link and go door to door and avail themselves. We have clients who avail themselves of the language lessons. Somebody's taking Italian. Somebody else goes for the dance lessons. Somebody else is living in the computer lab. I have to give a shout out to that computer lab because they do great work. And I've done research about technology and seniors, and they're more than capable. And as I tell my millennial children, Steve Jobs, Gates, all those guys, guess what? They're my generation.
That's right.
They are my generation. They're in the know. So it's an amazing amount of programs and resources. Again, not just even at the senior center, there are the Women's Club of Flemington. There's all kinds of trips throughout. There's hiking programs. There's tennis programs. The YMCA has an incredible amount of programs directed at 50-plus. Mm-hmm. So there's no excuse not to be healthy.
That's absolutely right.
You know, and that's, again, mentally and physically.
And I will say, you know, a lot of seniors have grandchildren. They're wonderful to be around. They're they will keep you engaged. They're like little computers themselves. They've got this ability to handle any electronic device, and they'll teach you. You know,
absolutely.
You teach them about socialization and communication. They'll teach you how to use that little instrument that can also be joyful because it's a way of communicating with that loved child.
And we do find that the loved ones will drop off the iPad at the holiday time, but forget about the instruction. So just the instruction is what's important here. And again, I think that, and I would like to think, maybe I should put it that way, that the age differences across the board are not as divided, if you will, as generations passed. And you bring up grandchildren and grandparents, I think, have more in common. I think technology and social media and all those things have sort of blurred those lines, which I think is so important, especially for our generation.
You're absolutely right. I think studies have shown that, you know, the difference between grandparents and parents. Grandparents can enjoy the child for whatever they want and whatever they'd like to do, and parents have the job of being the disciplinarian. And I think, you know, grandparents have the joy of being with that child, not having to do all of that. And I think that makes a big difference. But there is a very strong connection. We've even seen grandchildren bringing their grandparent in for an evaluation because they are the closest one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we do have many clients whose grandparents are their first, whose grandchildren mm-hmm. are their first responders. And that's great. That's wonderful. But I also, and we're going to talk about the Caregivers Appreciation Day soon, even the younger generation who acts as caregiver needs to stop and smell the roses, needs to take care of themselves. And, you know, we certainly know that, you know, they're running around as well with a job, with school, with what have you. It is a wonderful thing when grandchildren connect in this way to their grandparents. But they too have to be cognizant of their own health and the resources, because when we talk about all these resources, that gives respite too. That gives an opportunity for the caregiver to take a step back. And yes, there's nothing wrong with letting somebody else help your loved one.
Absolutely. I know we're going to get into the caregiver event, but what I want to just say is, you know, the caregiver event is with Polytech High School students. It's an intergenerational program. And in preparation for that event, which we'll talk more about, myself and Kathy Mason, who is the coordinator of the older adult program with Hunter and Behavioral Health, we went out to do program with the cosmetology students yesterday and talking to them about who is the audience that they will be dealing with on Caregiver Day. Why is it so important for them to know about it? It is really like a life lesson. It's not just about talking about a group of people. It's a life lesson. They have parents that are in the sandwich generation. Mm-hmm. They have parents that are struggling with their grandparent, with the grandparents of these students. So it opened a door that I don't think they really were thinking about very much.
And it is important to engage our younger generation because, again, before you know it, they're in the place of their parents.
Absolutely.
They're going through this. To learn at a young age that there are services, there are, it's not just grandma, you know, oh, she's crazy or she's got dementia or whatever, but that there are real issues facing our seniors that could be solved, that could be something that just requires medication, could be something that you know, a physician can identify and rapidly take care of. I remember when I was young and my grandmother, who could do the New York Times crossword puzzle on Sunday afternoon and be finished in a couple of hours.
Oh, my.
She and her sister. If there was anything they left out, they would call each other. She read every book. She was amazing in her 80s. She started to have some problems with her heart. They put her on medication, and the next thing you know, she's not the grandmother that I know. And it got so bad that we actually, here's a person that not only took care of herself and her husband, but was shopping for the rest of the family, was doing for everyone. And we would tell the physician or what have you, and we got back the answer. And again, this is years ago. Well, what do you expect? She's in her 80s. Well, it turned out it was the medication. And we got my grandma back and her mind back. So, you know, we're afraid to ask those questions. We're afraid to point out our issues as though they'll become worse if we do, when the fact of the matter is they could become better.
But also it's looking at, it's more than one thing. It could be any number of things. That's why education is so important. Mm-hmm. When we do evaluations, one of the most important things is really educating the family about the disease. What's going on now? What can you expect to see down the road? When do you come back and see us? Why?
And talking to those high school kids, you didn't not just pave the way for when they have to take care of their elderly parents. You pave the way for them to understand how to take care of themselves.
Yeah.
And that is so, so important. We're going to take a break, and I know we've been teasing you this whole hour about the Caregivers Appreciation Day, April 22nd, 12 to 3 p.m. at Polytech, with the wonderful help of the Polytech students. So you're going to have to come back after these messages.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
And it's Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show. Friday mornings, I'm Susan Lax. If you've been listening to the show, I have had Linda Bryant here as a guest. She is director of the Senior Services Program at Hunterdon Healthcare, and she has talked about a variety of different programs and services. If you need more information, please contact her office at 908-788-6373. That's 908-788-6373. And of course, Hunterdon Helpline, 24/7, 365 days out of the year. We never stop with any challenge, any issue you are facing. Please give us a call, 1-800-272-4630, 1-800-272-4630, or 908-782-4357. You can visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org to see what other programs we have before our first call for help, our 24/7 helpline. Again, for any issue, whether it's for seniors, which we've been talking about, persons with disabilities, mental and physical health issues, suicide prevention. We, in fact, are the social service agency for both Hunterdon and Somerset counties when they close their door for the day and provide emergency shelter and other assistance. Again, 908-782-4357. And also ask, since we've been talking about seniors during this hour, for our Choices for Seniors directory, complete with local nonprofits and government agencies of Mercer County, Somerset County, Warren County, and of course, Hunterdon County, as well as businesses that have a very special elder care focus. So, Linda, we've been promising and promising to talk about, again, what I call my favorite event of the year, Caregiver Appreciation Day. So tell our folks what that's all about. And how many years have the Senior Coalition been doing this?
We've been doing something like this for caregivers. It's got to be 5+ years with the Polytech High School. We've done it. We've done other programs in other locations. But this has worked the best. I think with the multi-generation, with the students from the Polytech High School rendering a lot of the services and the skill sets that they're learning, it's a fabulous interaction. Last year was one of the best we've ever had. The caregiver, the seniors that came back. The seniors that came to that program last year absolutely loved it. The feedback was phenomenal. And we also did a survey with the students, and wow, the students really, really got off with the seniors so well. So we're looking forward to it again. It's going to be April 22nd. Registration is going to be from 12 to 12:30. I'm going to give you the phone number now, and I'm going to give you the phone number at the end of the program, just so you have it. But you do need to make an RSVP, because the students are going to provide services such as manicures, massage, blood pressure. They're going to wash cars. If your car needs washing, you'll get it that day. But you have to sign up for it, and it helps us to determine how many students we need, and we can plan it a little bit better. So the number to call, and you're going to be talking to Claudia Bratzman, who's our reservation person. Her number is 908-581-5251. That's 908-581-5251. And just let Claudia know what you would like to have. Again, the complimentary services that day will include manicures, tired foot and leg treatment, blood pressures, chair massage, car wash. And for those caregivers that have someone that they really have to be with most of the time, and there is no one to give you a break so that you can get away, we have an activity corner with supervision. We say bring the person with you, and we will gladly get them engaged in activities, and there'll be supervision so you don't have to worry, and you can enjoy the services. That's what the caregiver specialty part of the day is, getting the caregiver to do a little something for themselves.
And that's what we've been talking about, to take a moment and take care of yourself. I think I've been with the Senior Health Coalition for about 4 years now, and so I have participated in this event that not only pampers the caregiver but also educates the caregiver. There's a program and a featured speaker that Linda will tell you about. But in addition to that, all of the providers, nonprofit, for-profit, that sit around the Senior Health Coalition table every month will have booths there with information about what their particular organization can provide, and also answer any questions about any issue facing seniors. These are very educated people when it comes to seniors. Even if they don't provide a particular service, they pretty much know who to refer you to. And it's just a wonderful group of people. And when I've watched the caregivers go around and glean that education, if you will, I see relief. I see gratitude. I see the wheels moving, that this is what my game plan is going to be when I go home. It's been very, very interesting to have those one-on-one conversations as somebody who has a booth there for 100 and Helpline and its senior programs.
Definitely. The coalition members are just people who are directors, managers of programs in our 100 and community that serve seniors and caregivers. They're there to serve you with information. There'll be handouts. There'll be information. Our speaker this year is Dave Watts, who was a detective down in the Plainfield area. And he is going to be talking about identity theft. That's something that really hits a lot of people. It can hit seniors big time. And so he has some very interesting information to help you prevent that from happening, and if it does happen, what to do. So he's going to be our speaker. We are also going to have some entertainment.
Yes, we are.
Susan, do you want to reveal that secret?
Shout out to the 100 and Harmonizers are going to be giving their all to this event. I'm so happy to have them. We've had them once before. They're so gracious, but even more importantly, oh my gosh, if you haven't heard the 100 and Harmonizers, they're just amazing.
They're
absolutely
great.
Amazing. I don't care what generation, they're going to get us going on April 22nd, and it's something that I feel just so happy to have them as part of this event for the caregivers. It's definitely a little extra special touch.
It is. Our culinary students are going to do some cooking for us. There's going to be a lunch. And we've also received some gift foods from ShopRite of Hunterdon, Flemington. So we do want you to come. It's a free event day, lunch, services, enjoy the speakers, enjoy the music. Just come out and meet some people in the same position that you're all in, and you might even find your neighbor there for all you know.
Pass this information on to your friends and neighbors, because they may not know about the program, and perhaps you're not a caregiver currently, but we all know someone who is. Okay. Again, Caregivers Appreciation Day at Polytech on April.